It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Jowers, and so excited to be back with you, leading into the great Mr. Kaplan, who has a great show on tap for you. John Curtis is on a plane that's had a few difficulties, so we may or may not get him today. We may try to fit him in tomorrow if we can, if he's not able to call in on time. So I'm as we continue to go through some of these news stories of today, one thing that I was just finishing up on is the fundraising by these Democratic candidates. We now have a lot of those statistics in, and we are seeing a lot of energy, a lot more energy than they had in 2008, even when you had more of a three-way race between Hillary Clinton going against Senator Obama and the now disgraced John Edwards, but who was seen as a real force at the start of that. This year, we have at least 25 candidates who are looking forward to getting involved and taking their shot at President Trump, who they see as vulnerable. The more I talk to people back in Washington, D.C., the more I'm not sure that is true. The economy, obviously, is going his way. And I am going to finish that thought in a little while, maybe tomorrow, because I have Representative John Curtis on the phone with me. John, thank you so much for jumping off that plane and picking up this call.
Hey, Kirk, how are you? Yes, it's a long plane ride, but I'm here.
Thank you so much. I really wanted to have you on today for a lot of reasons. Of course, I'm talking with Representative John Curtis. We began today with Jason Chaffetz and end the day with the man who won a special election to replace Representative Chaffetz in Congress. And John Curtis is now the U.S. representative for Utah's 3rd congressional district. Before that, he was a successful businessman and mayor of Provo City from 2010 to 2017. But I wanted to get Representative Curtis on because you've been so outspoken about giving basic supplies to the immigrant children who are detained on the U.S.-Mexico border. And I want to get your insight into this situation and what you've experienced in your visits to the border.
Well, I don't think there's a single Utahn that, if they went down and saw what I saw, wouldn't agree that it's embarrassing and that we can do better. Now, that doesn't mean that we have everything figured out about who gets to come in and who doesn't get to come in, but it certainly means there's a level of dignity that we need to have. I refer a lot to the Utah Compact, that's kind of, a guideline for me back here, because it's Utah's leaders who have said this is how we want immigration handled. And one of the things the Utah Compact talks about is dignity and respect. And I think that's where we're failing down at the border.
Is there any hope that we will get closer to at least a bare minimum that you would not find embarrassing, or are we a long ways away from that?
No, I was really pleased the week before. We've been in recess last week, but before that, the Congress passed almost a $5 billion package, and it's specifically targeted at those conditions. I think my only concern about that is it's truly a Band-Aid and not a fix. It's a short-term measure. And I think one of the things I'm convinced of by my research and being down there is that we need a pretty massive investment in the borders. And it's in all areas. It's more judges. It's better facilities. It's barriers. just lots of things. And then that needs to be coupled with a change in our laws. And until we're willing to do that, we're going to continue to have these problems at the border.
Well, and that's one thing I've just loved about your campaign, John, and about your service to our country is that you have been, as much as anyone I've ever seen, someone who is bringing Utah's values and Utah's solutions to Washington, D.C. You mentioned the Utah Compact right off the bat for immigration, that there is a different way of doing things than kind of the partisan gridlock has created. And this week, Congress will be voting on a high-skilled immigration bill that you have co-sponsored. You're relatively junior as a congressman, but you're making a big impact fast. You'll be speaking on the House floor tomorrow in favor of the legislation. Why are you so passionate about this bill, and does it have any chance of passing or making a difference?
Well, I'm excited for this bill because since arriving here in Congress, I've seen almost no progress on immigration, and this is a piece of a much larger problem, but it's exciting to see us at least deal with a piece of it. And we have some really great people in our state and in our country who are victims of this a quirk in the law right now, and this fixes that. And I do believe it will pass. Interestingly, you mentioned Congressman Chaffetz. He was the main sponsor of this bill before I got here. And so it's got a strong Utah tie, and that made it easy for me to support. And I think it will pass with overwhelming numbers. It has hundreds of co-sponsors, and I expect it will pass fairly easily tomorrow.
And so to get more practical, one thing that was frustrating for me, especially when I worked at the University of Utah and was spending and just watched all of these incredible talented immigrants come to the University of Utah and get these important degrees, especially engineering and some of the scientific ones that we really need here. And then they had no chance to stay in the United States, even though they wanted to. And so they took all of our education, all of this great training back to China and India and so many other countries. Will this help with that, or is it a different issue that you're getting to?
No, this is exactly targeted at that. When we have jobs here in the United States for highly skilled workers that can't be filled, this allows us to fill those. The problem is that these good people come over, they take these jobs, they work for a number of years, they have children, and then they can't stay here. And the single reason they can't stay here is because they come from countries where a lot of people want to come, and we have caps on those countries. India is a really good example. And so if you happen to come over and take one of those highly skilled jobs and visas and you're from India, it's going to take you decades and decades and decades to follow the process through and stay here permanently. And so this is targeted at that, and it doesn't increase the numbers. It just simply says we're going to smooth out among countries that tend to send a lot more people here with these highly skilled workers, and India is the best example.
Well, I hope you're right that this can pass and be signed by the president and make a difference. I know firsthand it will be huge for our country and obviously so life changing for all of these wonderful people who want to make a difference for the United States.
Yeah. And it will be a first step in bipartisan work on immigration, right? Getting something across the finish line and showing the American people we actually can work together. And sometimes I think we should solve immigration in one fell swoop, and sometimes I think we need to do it little bites at a time. And we've been unable to do either, and so this is finally moving something forward that I think is significant. And I think that should give people hope. We can continue to find progress.
Well, thank you so much for jumping off that plane and joining with us. I wish we had another hour together, but unfortunately, my time is almost up. This is Kirk Jowers. I've enjoyed my 2 hours with you. I've been speaking with Representative John Curtis from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.